Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm joined by Kent Steinbeck. I'm Steve Lawson, and we're coming to you from Herb's House, a coffee shop here in Dallas, Texas. And this is a morning devotion for you. It'll only be about 10 minutes, so just hang with us because I think it'll be of help to your spiritual life. We just want to make a deposit into your heart and your soul in a very brief way, but in a very potent and robust way. We're in Galatians 5:22, and we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit, and we've come to the fruit of patience. Now, Kent, I don't have time for this, okay, but we're going to talk about it anyway, we're calling this unwavering patience, and it says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience. Kent, I think the Apostle Paul's been talking to my wife because I have been told I need patience. So let's talk about this word patience. And again, as we've been doing, I'm going to tell you what it doesn't mean first, okay? And then what it does mean. This is not the picture of waiting for the mailman to come to bring you the mail, and you're sitting inside an air-conditioned house and waiting for this to be hand-delivered to you, and you are in wonderful circumstances, waiting for this to show up. That's not the picture of patience. Or you're sitting at a red light, and you're just waiting. This has to be the longest light in Dallas, Texas, waiting for it to turn green. That's not the picture. Here's what this word means. It means to be long-suffering under trials. As you're suffering personal injuries, as you are in the furnace of affliction, that you persevere under extreme pressure, that there is steadfastness in you in the midst of suffering, that you don't throw in the towel. You just press on, and you don't give up. You bear up under the most difficult of circumstances without quitting. And, you know, Kent, our flesh is always wanting to just move on to greener pastures, to give up and to become exasperated. But it is the fruit of the Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit at work in our life that gives us staying power, that enables us to endure difficult people, difficult circumstances, a difficult marriage, even a difficult job. It's a slowness to react, and it's a preventive from overreacting. We say, you know, wanting to shoot a mosquito with a cannon. No, you need patience. And the flesh is so quick to fly off the handle. But patience lets out rope and gives people time to get their act together. And just think about how patient the Lord has been with us. We need to be patient with others. And in James 5, verse 10, James talks about the prophets of old. They were patient in the midst of their suffering. The New Testament talks about in Colossians 1:11, steadfastness and patience. Those are almost synonymous terms, really. To be patient is to be steadfast in the midst of difficulty. So it's God that gives us staying power. And this is not to say that there are not times when you can change location or change a job, but it does say that our flesh is so fragile that we can be so quick to just pull the plug and just give up on somebody or walk away from a situation, when instead the godly thing would have been to have endured and persevered and to give God time to work in that other person's life So, Kent, let's talk about patience.
Steve, how much of the difficulty of being patient is really impacted by our society, do you think, where we want it now, we want it immediately? How much of that is really counterintuitive to what you're teaching us that we face every day?
Yeah, Kent, I'm sure that we are squeezed into the mold of the world more than what we realize, that we live in a revolving door. We live with cable news. Every storyline is changing by the second. We're demanding fast service on this and that and this and that. And we live in a world where, you know, I'm not going to take that from this person.
Yeah.
And that just seeps into our drinking water. And we begin to imbibe that. And we need to come back to passages like this and be reminded that impatience is a sin, given certain circumstances, that patience is a virtue, that patience is Christ-likeness, that patience is a mark of godliness. And I'm very convicted by this. And we were talking during the break, Kent, in between a couple of these sessions, that, you know, if I could just live this, we're still in the same verse.
Yeah.
If I could just put this one verse into practice in my life, I mean, Kent, you might not recognize me.
Yeah.
I need for the Holy Spirit to be at work to produce love, joy, peace, patience in me, and I think it's true of all of us.
Yeah.
So,
well, I think a follow-up question would be, Steve, as we look at these fruit of the Spirit, how much of this is, how much of having the fruit of the Spirit is our understanding? We talk about a high view of God.
Yeah.
Does it play into our patience, for example?
Yeah. I think we must know God for who He is. And the more we grow to know who God is, I think the more godly we become. And one of the attributes of God is the patience of God. And I think it's 1 Peter 3:20, the patience of God in the days of Noah.
Mm-hmm.
As Noah preached for something like 120 years and no one was converted, and during that whole time, God is patient, 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 waiting for sinners to repent and to come to Himself, something that never happened. And while Noah was building that ark, and so the more we see the patience of God, even toward us, Romans 2:4, I think, speaks of the patience of the Lord. It makes us more patient. It certainly convicts us that we're not patient enough. And we need to be more like God. God is a God of a second chance. God is a God of a third and a fourth chance at times. And there are exceptions to that. But on the whole, God has been so long-suffering and so enduring of sinners.
Yeah.
That says something to me about what I need to be.
Do you think, Steve, as you've lived your Christian life and you've been a preacher for all these years, as we have difficulties in our life, maybe we've been waiting for years for a loved one to come to Christ, maybe we've been waiting for a long time for a trial to leave us, do you feel that God delays a lot of time, that He does delay answering for a reason? Or do you see Him acting in your life more quickly, or in more times where it's just takes longer?
Yeah, Kent, I think God purposely at times delays answering, knowing He's going to say yes. But He delays. His delays are not His denials. He delays to build up our patience. And I know that's been true in my life. Excuse me. So I need some Herb's coffee right here.
Yes, you know. Absolutely.
Woo. Goodness gracious. I've got a little cough going here,
That's
Ken.
That's okay. That's okay. That's okay. I'm patient with you.
That is really good, Ken. That's an action point for you already.
That's right.
Well, thank you for joining us today for Steadfast Hope. I need to be patient. You need to be patient, even more patient. Every blessing to you in Christ. Thank you.